97.7 FM, streaming online at mychasm.com.
You're listening to Chasm 1150 AM. It is 81 degrees outside, and it is now 7 o'clock, and here is Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. This is where we take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance over in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, Alrosa Lumber, Woodshop of Avon, Alrosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, and Dick Putt Show brought to you by Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Bryn Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Services of Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Joel Schneider Service of Albany and Albany and Richmond A&W, along with Luxembourg Feed Service, our Dick Putt Show sponsors here in 2026. Just a reminder, Dick Putt Show is being recorded now by Joyce. It'll be available on our website at some time tomorrow. Go to mychasm.com. Mychasm.com. You can click on the sports tab if you want to hear a replay of the Dick Putt Show. We'll have the show listed there under the sports tab. And you can hear the Dick Putt Show on AM 1150, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and we do, again, stream online at mychasm.com. All right, let's dig into some scores and highlights. We have a ton of them tonight. Some exhibition play during the week on Wednesday night. The Pierce Bulldogs at Mora. Mora defeats the Pierce Bulldogs in seven innings by a score of 8-7. Eight runs, seven hits, three errors for Mora. Seven runs, nine hits, four errors for the Pierce Bulldogs. Austin Peterson starts, relieved by Aaron Nelson in the fifth. Logan Graves in the fifth. He'll get the win. And the catchers were Mason Nelson, Aaron Nelson, and Braden McKee. For the Pierce Bulldogs, Brian Keel starts, relieved by Aiden Jansen in the fifth, Reed Tice in the fifth, Cooper Grasshorn in the sixth. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Cameron Lowe. Hitting highlights for Mora, Mike McKee and Owen Suska both had two hits. Ronan Maurer had a double for Mora. And for the Bulldogs, Brian Keel and Ling Toops each had two hits. Aiden Jones had a triple. So a final on Wednesday night. That was the Mora squad over Pierce Bulldogs, 8-7. On Friday night, St. Wendell was at Albertville, and Albertville defeated St. Wendell by a score of 5-4. Five runs, nine hits, two errors for Albertville. Four runs, five hits, two errors for St. Wendell. Joey Rantham on the mound starts for Albertville, who pick up the win, relieved by Kyler Kitzberger in the sixth. He'll get the save in the catcher, Jordan Schluter. For St. Wendell, Connor Brett starts, relieved by Jake Ethan in the sixth. He'll take the loss. Rolando Ramos in the eighth. And the catchers, Nathan Sick and Cohen Hobbin. Hitting highlights for Albertville, Eric Fouquet had two hits, one of those a home run, and Kyle Kitzenberger had a double. For St. Wendell, Roland Ramos had two hits, and Tanner Reese had a double. So a final on Friday night, it was Albertville 5, St. Wendell 4. On Saturday, Rockford over at Kimball in seven innings. Rockford defeats Kimball 12-2, 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Rockford. Two runs, four hits, and an error for Kimball. Riley Morin goes 3-for-4 for Rockford with a home run and three RBIs. And Drew Oldenburg, 3-for-4 for Rockford. Kimball with only the four hits as Rockford defeating Kimball by a score of 12-2 on Saturday. On Sunday, Loretta was at Kimball, and Loretta defeats Kimball today by a score of 1-0. One run, 5 hits, and an error for Loretto. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for Kimball. Jonah Moulton on the mound today for Loretto, picks up the win, relieved by Andrew Kemper in the 6th. He gets the save, and Brandon Brolin was the catcher. For Kimball, Clay Faber starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Riley Blank in the 8th, and the catcher, Noah Gordon. Hitting highlights for Loretto today, Easton Arns was 2-for-4 with a double, and for Kimball, Adam Beyer was 2-for-4. So a final today from Kimball. It was Loretto 1 and Kimball 0. And we will take a look at Sauk Valley League, where Sartell Muskies in action today. They defeated the Becker Bandits in Sartell this afternoon, 13-0 in 7 innings. Some hitting highlights. Isaac Shores actually was the winning pitcher as he went the distance, scattering 6 hits for the Muskies. Offensively, Sartell led by Andrew Dieters and Levi Lampert, who had 4 hits apiece. Lampert had 6 RBIs in the ballgame today, including a home run for the Muskies. Jace Otto also had a 2-run double, and Cody Parch had 3 hits. For the Muskies. Andrew Reimer took the loss for Becker as the Sartell Muskies defeat Becker this afternoon 13-0 in 7 innings. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back here on the Dick Putz Show, we're going to go over to the County Line League. They've got some playoffs going on, and the Central Valley League. We'll get to those scores and highlights right after these messages.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of Central Minnesota.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever. The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced clients in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show. Let's go over to the Central Valley League this week. And on Wednesday night, the Cold Spring Rockies hosted St. Nick. Cold Spring Rockies defeated St. Nick on Wednesday night 12-1 in seven innings. 12 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for the Rockies. 1 run, 2 hits, 3 errors for St. Nick. Evan Atchison goes the distance for the Rockies, picking up the win. His catcher, David Jonas. For St. Nick, Caden Roush starts, taking the loss, relieved by Travis Hansen in the fourth, Keenan Dingman in the fifth, and the catcher was Connor Lincoln. Hitting highlights for the Rockies on Wednesday night, Jordan New, 2-for-2. David Jonas was 2-for-3 with the double. Max Berdine, 3-for-3 with the double, and Brady Weber was 2-for-4. For St. Nick, Dylan Roush and Damian Lincoln had the base hits, as the Cold Spring Rockies defeat St. Nick on Wednesday night by a score of 12-1 in seven innings. On Saturday, Watkins was at the Cold Spring Rockies last night, and Watkins defeats the Rockies by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for the Clippers. 4 runs, 13 hits, no errors for the Rockies. Carson Geislinger starts on the mound and goes the distance for Watkins, picking up the win. His catchers, Lincoln Hogan and Jack Miley. For the Rockies, Cole Fuchs starts, relieved by Jake Brinker in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, David Jonas. Hitting highlights for Watkins on Saturday night, Carson Geislinger was 2-for-4. Gavin Mathias, Landon Nyman, Brendan Ashton, and Matt Geislinger, all with doubles for the Clippers. And for the Cold Spring Rockies, David Jonas was 3-for-4 with the double. Max Berdine had a double and a solo home run in the second inning. Brady Lynn was 2-for-4, and Jake Brinker had a double. So final on Saturday night had Watkins defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 5-4. The two teams turned around and headed to Watkins today, where the Cold Spring Rockies defeated Watkins this afternoon by a score of 10-5. 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Rockies, 5 runs, 14 hits, and 2 errors for Watkins. Thad Leeser starts on the mound, relieved by Trevor Lardy in the fifth. Max Berdine in the seventh. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Sam Nisler. For Watkins, Landon Nyman starts, relieved by Matt Geislinger in the eighth. Dustin Kramer in the eighth. He'll take the loss. And the catchers, Lincoln Hogan and Torrey Berg. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, David Jonas, 2-for-4 with a double. Sam Nisler, 3-for-5 with a double and a grand slam home run in the ninth inning. Max Berdine, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles today and a solo home run in the ninth inning. And Tyler Geislinger had a double. For Watkins, Danny Berg, 3-for-4 this afternoon. Brendan Ashton, 3-for-4. And Matt Geislinger was 2-for-3. A final today from Watkins. It was the Cold Spring Rockies 10 and Watkins 5. Eden Valley at Luxembourg this afternoon. These two teams playing two seven-inning games, and in the first game, Luxembourg defeats Eden Valley 11-1 in six innings today. 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Luxembourg. One run, three hits, six errors for Eden Valley. J.T. Haren starts on the mound, will go the distance, picking up the win for Luxembourg. His catcher, Jordan Pika. And for Eden Valley, Jackson Geislinger starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyson Sanderson in the fifth and the catcher, Tripp McCann. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Jake Stahlberger, 3-for-4. Jordan Pika, 2-for-2. He had a home run. J.T. Haren with a double, and Luke Schmidt had a double. For Eden Valley, Jackson Geislinger with a double. A final today in the first game at Luxembourg. It was Luxembourg 11, Eden Valley 1 in six innings. Second game, Luxembourg defeats Eden Valley. This is a seven-inning ball game, 7-2. Seven runs, 10 hits, two errors for Luxembourg. Two runs, nine hits, one error for Eden Valley. Reed Funnenstein starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Tyler Stang in the fourth, Jake Stahlberger in the seventh, and the catcher Max Kiffmeyer. For Eden Valley, Mitchell Lipinski starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carson Schmaltz in the fifth, and the catcher Tripp McCann. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Sam Eiten, 2-for-2 with a double. Cade Stang had two hits, and Tyler Stang had two hits for Luxembourg. For Eden Valley, Tyson Sanderson, 2-for-4. Riley Geislinger, 2-for-4. Wyatt Morley, 2-for-3. And Jackson Portner was 2-for-3. A final today in seven innings at Luxembourg, defeating Eden Valley 7-2. And Pearl Lake over at St. Nicholas this afternoon. St. Nick defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 8-2. Eight runs, 14 hits and an error for St. Nick. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Pearl Lake. Andrew Bouch starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Keenan Dingman in the sixth, and the catcher Gavin Rausch. For Pearl Lake, Austin Lensmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mitch Winicky in the sixth, and the catcher Alex Lensmeyer. Hitting highlights for St. Nick today, Damian Lincoln, 3-for-4. Dylan Rausch, 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the seventh. Caden Rausch was 3-for-4, and Jacob Karen was 3-for-4. For Pearl Lake this afternoon, Nick Schmidt, Blake Kunkel, each 1-for-3, and Justin Kunkel, 1-for-3 with a double. A final today from St. Nick, St. Nick 8, Pearl Lake 2. All right, let's go over to the County Line League. And the County Line League started their playoffs this weekend on Friday night. Games played over in Atwater and in Painesville. It was Atwater over Norway Lake Sunberg Friday night, 2-0. That meant Atwater would take on New London Spicer today. And on Friday night, it was Painesville defeating Regal 4-2. So Painesville taking on Starbuck today. In that ball game on Friday night, Painesville, 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Regal, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error. Bennett Evans pitches a gem as he goes the distance for Painesville, picking up the win. Complete game, his catcher, Griffin Berkey. For Regal, Grant Paffrath starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jordan Wozmek in the fifth, Shane Rademacher in the seventh, and the catcher, Derek Dengerud. Hitting highlights for Painesville on Friday night, Drew Tangen had a triple. Grayson Fuchs, a 2-run homer in the fifth inning for the Pirates. For Regal, Nathan Meyer was 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Braden Skindelin with a double. So final on Friday night had Painesville defeating Regal 4-2. That meant Painesville took on Starbuck today and traveling to Starbuck. Starbuck defeats Painesville by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Starbuck, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Painesville. Austin Burstag picks up the win for Starbuck today. Relieved by Andrew Pansky in the 6th. He gets the save and the catcher, P.J. Johnson. For Painesville, Griffin Berkey starts, taking the loss, relieved by Grady Fuchs in the 5th. Hitting highlights for Starbuck today, Dylan Alexander, 3-for-4. And Matt Gruber was 2-for-4. For the Pirates, Brock Bruntlett, 2-for-3. A final today, from Starbuck 4, Painesville 2. And Atwater traveling over to New London Spicer this afternoon. New London Spicer defeats Atwater 1-0. 1-0, a dandy ball game there. So next weekend, it'll be Regal at Atwater, Sunberg at Painesville. The winner play each other on Sunday. The winner of those two ball games, they play each other Sunday. And it'll be Spicer and Starbuck playing in the winner's bracket on Sunday. So there you go. That's the County Line League. Hey, when we come back, we'll go over to the Victory League and check out their scores and highlights right after these messages.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Are you looking for a new career with a great local company? The Woodshop of Avon, located in Albany, is hiring. They're looking for motivated, dependable people to join their team for shop and cabinet production positions. Full-time positions are available. No experience necessary for the right candidate willing to train. Experience a great work environment with steady work. Competitive pay based on experience. Apply online at thewoodshopofavon.com or stop in to learn more at the Woodshop of Avon in Albany.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Sari lemon lime soda. Four ice-cold, flavor-packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time. Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call B&S Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, B&S Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call B&S Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
Welcome back to the Dick Putt Show. Let's go over to the Victory League. On Friday night, Buckman was at Avon, and Buckman defeated Avon Friday night in 7 innings, 11-1. 11 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Buckman, 1 run, 2 hits, 3 errors for Avon. Matt Telkus gets a complete game victory for Buckman, his catcher, Matt Cummett. And for Avon, Drew Leeser starts, taking the loss. relieved by Jackson Henderson in the third, Elliot Burnett in the fourth. Carter was seen in the seventh, and the catchers Carter Holthaus and Nick Bigouette. Hitting highlights for Buckman on Friday, Ben Thoma had two hits, one of those a double. And Lane Gertz had a double for Avon, Ryan Jensen, and Charlie Dolan had singles. So a final on Friday night had Buckman defeating Avon in seven innings, 11-1. On Saturday, Avon at the Piers Lakers, and Avon defeats the Piers Lakers by a score 4-0. Four runs, nine hits, and an error for Avon. No runs, seven hits, and an error for the Piers Lakers. Matt Pickelman pitches a complete game for Avon, picking up the win. Catcher Carter Holthaus. For the Piers Lakers, Ryan Chmielewski starts, taking the loss, relieved by Preston Rauschlow in the fifth, the catcher Brady Petron. Highlights for the Avon Lakers on Saturday, Caleb Curry, 3-for-5. Ryan Jensen had two hits, one of those a double, and Jack Tyson doubled. For the Lakers, Camden Hapke had two hits. So final on Saturday, it was Avon 4, the Piers Lakers nothing. Foley at Ford Ripley on Saturday, and Ford Ripley defeats Foley by a score of 8-0. Eight runs, 12 hits, and an error for Ford Ripley. No runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Foley. Tyler Gruey gets a complete game victory for Ford Ripley. His catcher, Wyatt Gabrielson. For Foley, Drew Beyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Michael Molzoff in the fifth, and the catcher, Alex Boss. Hitting highlights for Ford Ripley, Wyatt Gabrielson, 3-for-4 with two triples. Eli Roberts was 3-for-5. And for Foley, Trey Emmerich had two doubles. Luke Olson and Drew Beyer each had two hits. Final on Saturday, it was Ford Ripley 8, Foley nothing. Sobieski taking on Buckman on Saturday, and Sobieski defeats Buckman by a score of 2-1 in 11 innings. Two runs, eight hits, and an error for Sobieski. One run, seven hits, three errors for Buckman. Dusty Parker starts on the mound for Sobieski, relieved by Colin Ekman in the 10th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Gabe Hirsch. For Buckman, Rylan Robinson starts, relieved by Ben Thoma in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catchers, Ben Thoma and Matt Cummett. Hitting highlights for Sobieski, Zach Opatz, 3-for-4 with a double. Matt Phillippe had two hits with one of those, a first-inning home run. Owen Bode doubled in the 11th inning to drive in Joey Walensky with the game-winning run for Sobieski. Jack Suska had two hits. He homered in the 9th inning to tie the game, and Noah Bozer with a double. So a final on Saturday, that was Sobieski over Buckman in 11 innings, 2-1. St. Stephen, they were over at Nisswa, and Nisswa defeats St. Stephen by a score of 7-2. Seven runs, nine hits, and an error for Nisswa. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for St. Stephen. Isaiah Bean starts for Nisswa, gets the win, relieved by Ben Dornself in the eighth, the catcher, Colby Tappy. For St. Stephen, Matthew Young starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Ramsey in the eighth. Mitch Delfino in the 8th, and the catcher, Brody Sabin. Hitting highlights for Nisswa, Colby Tappy had a home run, Nate DeShane with two hits. For St. Stephen, Lucas Greenland had a double, Brody Sabin and Jack Greenland each with two hits. So final on Saturday had Nisswa defeating St. Stephen 7-2. On Sunday, Nisswa was at Sobieski, and Nisswa defeats Sobieski 7-3 today. Seven runs, 11 hits, no errors for Nisswa. Three runs, eight hits, two errors for Sobieski. Dalton Maxwell starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Blaine Hardy in the sixth, Colby Tappy in the eighth, and the catcher, Matt Kasperson. For Sobieski, Joey Walensky starts, taking the loss, relieved by Colin Ekman in the seventh, and the catchers were Hudson Phillippe, Ryan Newman, and Gabe Hirsch. Hitting highlights for Nisswa today, Sam Peterson was 3-for-5 with a home run and a double. Matt Kasperson had two hits and a double. Cody Rosicilli had a home run for Nisswa. And for Sobieski, Matt Phillippe had two hits. Matt Beyer had a double. So a final today from Sobieski. It was Nisswa 7, Sobieski 3. Pierce Lakers at Foley today, and Foley defeats the Pierce Lakers 4-3. Four runs, nine hits, three errors for Foley. Three runs, nine hits, three errors for Pierce. Logan Winkleman starts on the mound for Foley today, relieved by Trey Emmerich in the fourth. He'll get the win. Hunter Hammers in the seventh gets the save. The catcher was Alex Boss. For the Pierce Lakers, Carter Petron starts. He takes the loss, relieved by Noah Sakala in the eighth, and the catcher, Brady Petron. Hitting highlights for Foley today, Joe Zawicki had two hits, one of those a double, Luke Olson with two hits. For the Pierce Lakers, Preston Serra was 3-for-4, and Ryan Chmielewski had two hits, one of those a triple. Final today from Foley, it was Foley 4, Pierce Lakers 3. That ball game today had some Victory League C action on Saturday. Freeport at Upsala, and Freeport defeats Upsala by a score of 9-8 in 11 innings. Nine runs, seven hits, three errors for Freeport. Eight runs, 11 hits, three errors for Upsala. Andrew Kurzman starts on the mound for Freeport, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the sixth, Carter Williams in the eighth. Carter Neuenschwander comes back in the ninth. He gets the win. The catcher, Nate Mettenberg. For Upsala, C.J. Clear starts, relieved by Joe Bartkowitz in the eighth, Jackson Bartkowitz in the ninth, Brady Yurchek in the ninth will take the loss, and the catcher, Colton Burgraff. Hitting highlights for Freeport, Matt Johnson, 3-for-5 with a double, hit a sacrifice fly in the 11th inning to drive in the game-winning run for the Black Sox. Jared Laudenbach had a three-run homer in the ninth to tie the game. Ryan Lieberentz had two hits, one of those a double, and Nate Bentenberg had a double. For Upsala on Saturday, Joe Bartkowitz, 3-for-4. Justin Cheon had two hits, one of those a double, and Colton Burgraff had a home run. So final on Saturday, it was Freeport 9, Upsala 8 in 11 innings. Today, Clear Lake was at Upsala, and Clear Lake defeats Upsala by a score of 6-3. Six runs, 12 hits, no errors for Clear Lake. Upsala, three runs, 13 hits, and an error. John Brew starts on the mound for Clear Lake, relieved by Jackson Phillippe in the fifth. He'll get the win. Quentin Dukwitz was the catcher. For Upsala, Isaac Kapinski starts. He'll take the loss, relieved by Bryce Bienick in the seventh, and the catcher, Colton Burgraff. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake today, Nick Berglund, 3-for-5 with a double. Caden Johnson, 3-for-5, and Cade Simmons had a triple. For Upsala, Jack Primus and Bryce Bienick each had two hits and a double. So a final today had Clear Lake defeating Upsala 6-3. Randall was at Freeport today, and Randall defeats Freeport by a score of 9-4. Nine runs, 14 hits, four errors for Randall, four runs, eight hits, two errors for Freeport. Adam Neibauer starts on the mound for Randall, will pick up the win, relieved by Darren Gerrits in the fifth. He gets the save, and the catcher, Matt Otrimba. For Freeport, Ryan Lieberentz starts, take the loss, relieved by Carter Williams in the fifth, the catcher, Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for Randall today, Zach Guast was 4-for-5. Alex Guast, 3-for-6 with a double. Ben Strack was 3-for-5. And for Freeport, Brian Benson and Nate Mettenberg each had two hits. Ryan Lieberentz with a triple for Freeport as Randall defeats Freeport today 9-4. Aiken over at the Pierce Brewers today, and the Pierce Brewers defeat Aiken by a score of 11-3. 11 runs, 15 hits, and an error for the Pierce Brewers. Aiken, 3 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. Pete Schomer starts on the mound for the Pierce Brewers today, gets the win, relieved by Gunnar Wicklund in the ninth. The catchers were Gunnar Wicklund and Caden Krusik. For Aiken, Thor Dunham starts, relieved by Zach Enstrom in the fifth. He'll get the loss. Nathan Enstrom in the seventh, and the catchers were Nathan Enstrom and Zach Enstrom. Hitting highlights today for the Pierce Brewers, Gunnar Wicklund was 3-for-5. Gunnar had two home runs. Caden Krusik, 3-for-5. He had a home run. Preston Vieth had a home run. And Derek Damon and Mav Badeau both had doubles. For Aiken, Zach Enstrom had two doubles, and John McGuire had two hits. A final today from Piers. It was the Piers Brewers 11 and Aiken 3. And that's going to do it for Victory League scores and highlights tonight. So we'll take another break, come back, and we'll look at Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey farmers, are you looking to add a TMR mixer or upgrade your existing TMR mixer? Well, Dairyland Supply and Stock Center can help you with that. We feel that we have done our homework and we carry the best brands on the market. Dairyland Supply has an extensive line of Penta, Supreme, Rotomix, Kuhn Knight, Vermeer, and Tree Elite. Stop by or give Dan or Randy a call to see what TMR mixer would be the right fit for your operation. Also check out our website, DairylandSupply.com, for current inventory. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
All right, we're back on the Dick Putz Show, taking a look at Stearns County League scores and highlights on Friday night. Meyer Grove was at El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats Meyer Grove in 8 innings, 11-1. 11 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa, 1 run, 4 hits, 5 errors for Meyer Grove. Wyatt Stephenson on the mound for El Rosa will pick up the win, relieved by Tate DeCook in the seventh. The catchers Blaine Fisher and Cameron Lowe. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carson Tyler in the fifth, Joe Schwinghammer in the seventh, and the catcher Ryan Ohmscheid. Hitting highlights for El Rosa Friday night, Ethan Mueller was 3-for-3 with a double, Ashton Dingman 2-for-3. For Meyer Grove, Ryan Ohmscheid, 2-for-3 with a double. So final on Friday night, at Al Rosa, defeating Meyer Grove in 8 innings, 11-1. On Saturday, Greenwald was at Al Rosa, and Al Rosa defeats Greenwald on Saturday, 11-3. 11 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Al Rosa, 3 runs, 5 hits, 6 errors for Greenwald. Aiden Miller starts on the mound, picks up the win for Al Rosa, relieved by Riley Meyer in the 6th, Luke Dingman in the 7th, and the catcher Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Max Wehlage starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 4th, Nick Rademacher in the 7th, and the catcher Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for Al Rosa on Saturday, Jackson Peter was 2-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the 7th inning. Ethan Miller, 2-for-4. Ashton Dingman, 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the 2nd. Derek Wiener with a double. For Greenwald, Weston Mittendorf, 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. Final on Saturday at Al Rosa, defeating Greenwald 11-3. On Saturday, my Chasm game of the week was over in Spring Hill, where Spring Hill entertained St. Martin, and Spring Hill comes out with a 3-1 victory on Saturday. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 1 run, 7 hits, 3 errors for St. Martin. Anthony Reberman starts on the mound for Spring Hill, relieved by Ethan Meyer in the 3rd, Regan Nelson in the 5th. He'll get the win, Ben Welly in the 7th, and Rowan Nelson in the 9th for Spring Hill. For St. Martin, Alex Bauman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ben Schrader in the 3rd, Scott Leeser in the 5th, Tate Winter in the 7th for St. Martin. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill, Eric Terrace was 1-for-3 with a double, and for St. Martin, Nolan Reeder 2-for-3. So a final on Saturday had Spring Hill defeating St. Martin 3-1. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, New Minnick at Greenwald today, and New Minnick defeated Greenwald in 8 innings, 11-0. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for New Minnick. No runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Greenwald. Ethan Funk starts on the mound for New Minnick, picks up the win, relieved by Ty Reller in the 6th, Caden Sand in the 8th, and the catchers Logan Funk and Thor Hoppe. For Greenwald, Nick Rademacher starts, relieved by Braden Dobmeier in the 3rd. He'll take the loss. Isaac Rosenberger in the 5th, Gabe Schweders in the 7th, Keegan Stevie in the 8th, and the catcher Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for New Minnick today, Ian Funk, 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 4th inning. Brandon Holm, 2-for-4 with a double. And Caden Sand had a 3-run home run in the 6th for the Silver Streaks. For Greenwald today, Grant Musho had a double. A final today from Greenwald. It was New Minnick 11, Greenwald nothing in 8 innings. Farming at Lake Henry today, and Lake Henry defeats Farming by a score of 7-5. 7 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. 5 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Farming. Grant Ludwig on the mound for Lake Henry today, relieved by Tori Ohmscheid in the 6th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. For Farming, Kyle Zierden starts, relieved by Wyatt Schmitz in the 6th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Cameron Miller. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry today, Isaac Leeser, 2-for-5. Davis Wirtz had a double. Trent Wentland, a double. And Grant Ludwig, a 3-run homer in the 5th. For Farming, Bennett Hilla was 4-for-5. Isaac Knepp, 2-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the 5th. Braden Eink was 2-for-5. And Tyler Schrader with a solo home run in the 4th inning. So a final today from Lake Henry. Lake Henry 7, Farming 5. Roscoe at Richmond today, and Richmond defeats Roscoe by a score of 11-6. 11 runs, 18 hits, and 6 errors for Richmond. 6 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Roscoe. Hunter Fuchs starts on the mound for Richmond today, gives way to Jack Bose in the 4th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. For Roscoe, Josh McAdam starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nicholas Hutch in the 3rd, Matthew Hemmingson in the 6th, Brandon Schlaper in the 8th, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Richmond today. Caleb Maddox, 3-for-6 with a double. Cooper Notch was 2-for-5 with a double. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4 with a double. Jack Bose, 3-for-4 today. Kyle Buddy, 3 for 3 with a double. Grady Notch, 2 for 5 today. Easton Rossman was 2 for 4. And Alex Buddy hit a 3-run home run in the third inning for the Royals today. For Roscoe, Nicholas Hutch was 3 for 5. So a final today from Richmond had Richmond defeating Roscoe 11 to 6. And now we will name the Stearns County League Player of the Week, sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial. That has been awarded tonight to Jack Bose of Richmond. He's 3 for 4 day today with an RBI, 2 runs scored. He pitched 6 innings and struck out 9 for the Royals in his relief work today, picking up that win for Richmond over Roscoe. So congratulations to Jack Bose, the Stearns County League Player of the Week, sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at some playoff scenarios. That's all coming up next here on The Dick Putt Show, right after these messages.
It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for Willem Ringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman. I had my car in the local shop for an oil and filter change the other day, which brought back a not-so-fond memory. I had an old beater car when I was young, and one day the oil light popped on. Just a gentle reminder to do something with the oil someday, right? Turns out the matter was more urgent than I thought, and pretty soon the engine froze up. Darn, Randy said my time is up, so I'll finish my point another time. Meanwhile, please remember our firm, Will and Ringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, handles estate planning matters and much more. Keep listening to Chasm for the rest of this story.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
Remember when the milkman used to deliver milk to your home? Well, we have the Gilkman, delivering salt and water to your home or business.
Got Gilk? This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond.
No more lugging bottled water or heavy bags of salt to your home or business. Additionally, while we're there, we can replace your purchased furnace filter at no additional charge.
One call. The Gilkman does it all. Visit gilkplumbing.com. Areen. Pro partner.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Excuse me. Okay, let's go to the Central Valley League on Friday night. In the Central Valley League, they're going to have a play-in game. Eden Valley will be taking on St. Augusta at 7:30 Friday night in Watkins. In Watkins, so that'd be a playoff game. Eden Valley versus St. Augusta Friday night, a play-in game into the Central Valley League playoffs. And then on Saturday, the winner will take on Luxembourg, time to be determined. Watkins will be at the Cold Spring Rockies on Saturday and Pearl Lake at St. Nick on Saturday. Those times all to be determined yet in the Central Valley League. Over in the Stearns County League North, on Saturday, Greenwald will be at El Rosa at 11 o'clock, New Minnick at Spring Hill at 1:30 on Saturday. That's in the Stearns County League North. And over in the Stearns County League South on Saturday, Roscoe at Richmond at 11 o'clock and Farming at Lake Henry. That's at 1:30 on Saturday over in the Stearns County League South. The winners will play each other on Sunday at noon in Richmond in the South. The losers will play at 2:30 on Sunday in Richmond. And over in the North Side on Sunday, the winners will play at 12 noon in Greenwald, the losers at 2:30 on Sunday in Greenwald. So those ball games going on next weekend in the Stearns County League. Over in the County Line League next weekend, Regal will be at Atwater, both teams with a loss there, Regal at Atwater, and Sunberg at Painesville, both teams with a loss there. The winners will play each other on Sunday. And also on Sunday, we will have Spicer at Starbuck. Spicer at Starbuck. That'll be on Sunday over in the County Line League. So lots of ball games going on there as well next weekend in the County Line League. I did get, looks like two other scores here. Royalton defeated Opole today, 1-0. Lensburg over St. Matthias, 6-5. And the last we had heard, St. Wendell was leading the Pierce Bulldogs in top of the eighth. That was 9-1 over in the Victory League. So a few more scores coming in from that league tonight. I've got a lot of games to look through, so I won't announce my next game of the week tonight. Just have to look at some of those game times, all based on umpire availability, when it works in Randy's schedule next weekend. So we'll let you know during the week, our next CASM game of the week. So, playoff time in amateur baseball. That's going to do it. Another Dick Putz Show here on KASM. Thank you, Joyce, back at our studios in Albany. For manning the controls tonight, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy.